Jehu takes the kingship. After he had been proclaimed king by the army, Jehu hastened to Jezreel, where he began his work of execution. Jehoram of Israel, Ahaziah of Judah, and Jezebel the queen mother, with all that remained of the house of Ahab in Jezreel, were slain. All his great men, and his kinsfolks, and his priests were put to the sword. The temple of Baal was laid in ruins, the idolatrous images burned. Thus Jehu destroyed Baal out of Israel. Tidings of this general execution reached Athaliah, Jezebel's daughter, who still occupied a commanding position in the kingdom of Judah. When she saw that her son, the king of Judah, was dead, she arose and destroyed all the seed royal of the house of Judah. In this massacre all the descendants of David who were eligible to the throne were destroyed, save one, a babe named Joash, whom the wife of Jehoiada the high priest hid within the temple. For 6 years the child remained hidden, while Athaliah reigned over the land. At the end of this time, the Levites and all Judah, united with Jehoiada the high priest in crowning the child Joash and acclaiming him their king. And they clapped their hands, and said, "God save the king." When Athaliah heard the noise of the people running and praising the king, she came to the people into the house of the Lord. And when she looked, behold, the king stood by a pillar, as the manner was, and the princes and the trumpeters by the king, and all the people of the land rejoiced, and blew with trumpets. Athaliah rent her clothes, and cried, "Treason! Treason!" But Jehoiada commanded the officers to lay hold of Athaliah and her followers and lead them out of the temple to be slain. Thus perished the last member of the house of Ahab. The terrible evil that had been wrought through his alliance with Jezebel continued till the last of his descendants was destroyed. Immediately after the execution of impenitent Queen Athaliah, all the people of the land went into the house of Baal, and brake it down, and his images brake they in pieces thoroughly, and slew Matan the priest of Baal. Reformation followed. Those who took part in acclaiming Joash king had covenanted that they should be the Lord's people. And now that the daughter of Jezebel had been removed from Judah and the priests of Baal had been slain and their temple destroyed, all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet.